two, three. Yo, 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 what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. You already know you got me in the pilot seat, rocking the mic, DJ K. And I do have my marvelous assistant, like a magic show.
We got the hurricane back in got the hurricane back here, as it is. We were actually talking about that today, because we were on air. Today was a pretty good on-air day for us. And by us, I mean me, Ray, and Isaiah.
Second period.
Yep. If you listen to the radio in the mornings, and for that, I'm so sorry. But so we were talking about our podcast. We were all plugging our podcast. We're like, oh, 91.1.
Oh, y'all do all have a podcast.
Mm-hmm. So it was, we were like, oh, yeah, Warren's Insanity got a new podcast. Off the Cuff, we got our most popular podcast, Ray's Rampage. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, so that's like you guys' podcast. And I went, no, actually, I got demoted. So I had to explain on air
that it's actually
that
my
we
podcast.
Aren't considered co-hosts. This is no. Considered your podcast. This is,
I don't think we ever let you guys know that. This is actually, it started off as me and Alex's podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I think I mentioned it, but that podcast got scrapped.
Yeah, so this actually isn't really, it's not even a co-host, but Alex is always going to be my co-host. But technically.
I'm like Boots.
Yeah, technically it's my podcast, but Alex is just here every time. But this is, that breath was very dramatic.
It was very dramatic.
But this is a new beginning for us, and I think we should fill them in on why it's a new beginning.
Okay, so we've had our little sentimental podcast that we weren't sure if
yeah.
we were going to upload.
Think, did we upload it?
We may not have
yeah, I don't
it.
Think we, I don't, yeah, so we have
so
it.
Our old instructor is out.
He's out.
And we have a new one. His name
I don't think we say names.
He's cool though. So
he's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool though. Cuz I think I was really worried about the new stepdad effect.
Yeah, I feel like if you're listening to this, we're just going to share some opinions.
Some fears we had.
We were very worried that you would come in with. We were very worried he would come in with like the stepdad effect that Alex was talking about. Where if y'all don't know what it is, it's like they come in and they're instantly like, I want the same amount of respect, and like I want y'all to talk to me, and I want y'all to open up with me. And we were like, ooh, we don't even open up.
Not even. Nope.
I don't know what y'all want from me,
or
but
that like the sub, like when you have a teacher that's out for a long period of time and you have the same sub that's like been real cool, and then like one day they just like snap
one
all
day
at once
they
and
just
expect
like,
you to listen.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh,
like we were expecting one of those situations. But when I tell you this has been like the coolest teacher,
I don't know. I feel like this has been the
met.
Smoothest transition.
It really was
the old teacher just listening. Oh.
Oh.
I don't know, because I was really, I was also worried for like a rocky transition coming from one person to another, but.
Now, it was a little awkward when there was no larger authority figure.
Yeah, no. That
we
was,
were lost.
I don't think I went on air for like a month. I think I was just like, no, I don't think I did BT. I think I just constantly went on air.
I haven't done news in forever. It was either new, on air VT. I was not.
I did news for the first time the other week, and
it's a little bit overwhelming.
Yes, I was like, I opened it, and then it hit me how long it's been since I've done this. Because I opened it, and I went, what's the log? No, I opened it, and I was like, what's the website? And I looked.
Oh, no.
I looked to DJ Money, and I'm like, what's the website? She looked at me and was like, I don't know.
No.
And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, it's not NOA. Because that's weather. I will always remember that. And I'm like, oh, this is the one with the password. So I'm like, it's Network Indiana. Then I get there and I'm like,
no, what's the password?
Also, the fact that I don't really upload files into our thing. So I'm just really hoping that when he left, he took that password off the advanced staff folder. Because I don't think anyone was in there. I don't think anyone was ever in there. I think it was like more of like a self-conscious fear, like he feared it happened someday.
I just want to know like Because we've seen the guy come in and be like, all right, so you want, like, this password protected? And right here, be like, oh, yes, I still want it password protected. And so it was, like, it's a lot of us all being in the room being like, okay, but why?
But who? And especially after COVID, I felt like it was for his own concern. Because the thing was, nobody remembered the passwords. And they didn't have, like, forward slashes.
Backslash.
Yeah, no one remembered the password. I still don't know it.
I know it now.
I just saved it, but then I'd get to another. I saved it, but I'd always hit, like, remember my credentials. So I'd get to another one, and I'd be like, oh. Oh. And then he'd come in and be like, I sent an email. I don't know it.
It's either real. Everybody either deleted that email or it's just real deep in your inbox. No in between.
I started, but even Google was like, You know what my fear was? That the thing, I always felt like over the break when he had left, I was like, is the Wi-Fi going to go?
We still got it.
Like, yes, I mourned him for a little bit, but I was like, is his Wi-Fi? But now I'm confused because it's still going.
I heard them discussing it, but I'm not going to bring that up here. If you also haven't noticed with this beginning of a new era talk, this is a conversation.
Yeah, we are having.
Asking that.
Just take a second and just. I want to have.
No. I can't exactly say that you guys would have heard us, like, snapping or, like, tapping our wrists or being, like, move it forward or sometimes they just bang on the window. Like, it was. A lot of different factors that would be like, okay.
This is just smoothly flowing as a conversation, and it feels a little weird, but.
It does. I mean, not really. I get pretty used to, like, leaning to talking to a mic even when it's not on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's, like, something, like, widely interested, but I don't want to have, like, a crime episode, like a true crime episode.
I think there have been enough people with an interest for a true crime episode that if we all were to, like, research and bring something to the table,
yes,
it could really just be like, we're going to be the ones to figure it out.
We're going to figure out the case.
And then y'all are about to have to credit 91.1 WEDF
in all your TikToks. Sanity. And make sure you have the N's capitalized, because we tell you that every week.
And that the I is.
Yeah, the N is the only thing capitalized in the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Is Warren, was Warren ever even capitalized?
Sadly.
Oh, no, he made us.
Yeah, but once again, end of a new era. Do you think we can just be called Insanity now? I feel like I'm pushing a button I shouldn't be.
I think we could. Because, well, when you think we about Ray's Rampage, yeah, and Ray's Rampage, I think we should go for it. We're going to start a petition.
Maybe you guys can start a petition. Our single listener.
Our single two listeners.
Actually, wait, no. I'm pretty sure there was a period of time where teachers continued to find it.
Yeah.
And each one would, like, listen to, like, four and be like, yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, I hope I never have them in my class.
I think I just got brain worms.
I feel like us being in a class together would be chaos.
It depends on the class.
Like, us being in here, we're literally like, oh, they're funny. Us in another class, they'd probably be like, the only class I've ever had, I don't know, that was really clear. The only class I've ever, it really just caught me off guard because I took a break and then I heard it. But the only class I've ever had with you was how we met, which you literally left like a weekend.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a week.
Barely even a week. Barely, we had, like, some dates.
I gave you my cookie, and you just disappeared.
Yum, delicioso.
But I'm telling you, I felt like I was ghosted because we bonded on the ultimate level. I gave you a cookie.
And we played Fire Boy and Water Girl.
Yes, I gave you a cookie. We both scarfed them down, and then we sat in the back of the class, and we played Fire Boy and Water Girl, and it felt like a Disney movie because the next day you were just gone.
That's one of them, I met her on the train. We linked. But I haven't seen her again.
That left me concerned.
Mm-hmm. But and then we've talked about this story. We ended up having lunch together. We ended up both signing on radio. That's
I wouldn't say we ended up. Okay, wait.
Coerced. Yeah. Coerced is the word.
Yes. But, okay, so I was thinking about, like, the way that, like, a couple, especially during COVID, like, I was thinking about, like, how school was and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I realized why my lack of motivation for school has come from. Because you remember when they were first like, okay, you guys just, we're going to give you an early, like spring break. So they weren't giving us anything. For months, I had no work. And then even at that.
If they did, it was horribly simple.
Yes. And then even at that, everything was optional. Because they let us know, they shouldn't have done that. They let us know that you cannot get a lower grade than what you left your class with. So if you left your class with an A, you don't have to do any work, is basically what they told us.
And when we were Zoom for that itty-bitty period, I had been doing my work because it was simple. So I'd be like, man, I'll take these 100%, 100%. Like, it was, I was living my life. And I come into class, and Mr. Blythe is like, oh, I'm going to call him by his first name. Mr. Blythe was like, I don't know why I have his first name memorized.
Yes.
But either way, he's like, oh, I just wanted to thank you. I was like, thank me? I just came into class. And he was like, oh, yeah, for doing the assignments.
No, what? Because they told everybody. And then the words just, like, it just circulated that you can't leave school that with a lower grade than what you had. So I didn't do anything. No one did anything. And then we had summer break on top of that. So it was also like a.
And we had that awkwardness in the fall.
Yeah. Then we had that where they were barely giving us work. And now they're all like, all right, time to crack back down. Hold up.
There was a period. My teacher was assigning 2 assignments a day.
Yes. They came back. First of all, I'm not saying that we needed like a long transition period. But one would have been nice. Where they were like regularly assigning stuff. Because even before. I feel like once we started Zooms, it became a little power hungry over here.
Because they were like, yeah, we in your room. We in your house.
Like, I would have, like, the one I will never forget this. Every time I would go to recap a story, it sounds like I'm about to tell y'all about some trauma. I like to keep y'all on your toes.
That was that one Halloween podcast. We're going to talk about that one, though. Did we post that?
Yes. And
we
I
should
think
delete that.
I think I said that. But I will never forget, this was like the third or fourth week of school, and my U.S. history teacher started assigning work. She assigned us a 3-hour video. Your class is not even 3 hours.
It's not even one.
It's not. And her reasoning was, she said, and I quote, well, since y'all are at home, y'all have more time to do this stuff.
Do we have a boo button?
No, but we're going to get one.
Can we, like, emulate one?
What do you mean?
Like, just boo.
I think we could do it.
I think we could.
Hold up. But it was literally, like, at that moment, like, she was, like, but I don't think she was understanding that you're thinking that. Every other teacher is thinking that one, too. They're all like, well, y'all are at home all day now, right? You got time, right? No. I don't have time.
Like, I'm not sure what clicked in teachers' head that everything they did was counted as homework. So they were like, oh, well, I've read the study about how many hours of homework kids were getting. So it's okay if I assign that 3 hours because
I want to be
I'm the only teacher they have.
But I feel like they forgot.
Then,
that we
then if you turn it in late, they'll, like, won't grade it for weeks. And if you message them, they're like, okay, well, I have
four.
So many. They always know the exact number of students they have.
This is how it goes. They go, I have like 80. No, it's always like at least 100. I get 100 of the same papers a day. So for you to turn it in late, you have to let me grade the other ones first, hon. No. It's simple. Just click. It's been submitted. Oh, you want to know what? Okay, first of all, I just want to say that I have no clue why every teacher said, mm-hmm. I feel like they had a meeting and they were like, y'all are signing 6 hour long videos. Like, I'm talking documentaries. And we got to school the next day and she wanted us to have it done. And I was like, it's not done. She was like, why not? I was like, I had practice, had to go to work.
Your class. You were the epitome of what those students would be like. They'd be like, there are some students, they have clubs, teams, they have to go to work. They have to take care of their sickly grandmother. Like,
I had practice, I had to go to work. And your class is not even an hour. So for you to sign a 3 hour video.
I saw you had it queued up and I was waiting for you to find your opportunity.
No, because that's physically how everyone felt. And then, you remember when, okay, so our principal, he at one point said, y'all have to take everything. Everything from, like, until the end of the year, y'all cannot, like, make a deadline for it. Even if it was, like, something from the first week. And every teacher was like, it's optional. I don't have to do it.
They start, like, frothing at the mouth. Like,
they were like, I do not have to take it. So one of my teachers was like, if one of your teachers says they won't take it, just tell me and I'll talk to them. So I was like, yeah, one of my teachers said they won't. And she sent her an email and the teacher came up to me and said, submit what you need to submit. And I was like, okay, that's a threat. That's a threat.
No. Because if you have divorced parents, you know that if you are with one parent, and one parent is like, you can do X, Y, Z. Here's the set of rules I have for you, even if you are with them. If they are breaking these rules,
the main parent, yes. The main parent be like, you can do yada, yada, yada. Like, they'll be like, okay, you need to be in the house by, like, 10 o'clock.
And it's not even, like, a list of things you can do. It's like, no. There are also don'ts. Like, this is the set of rules where no matter where you are, this is applicable.
Yes, you need to be in the house at 10. And then you go to the other parent's house, and they're like, I don't care what time you get home. And the other, the parent who wants to be dominant, I said home at 10. But I'm not with 10 no. o'clock. Not 10 and 1 millimeter of a second.
I am more referring to, now you keep your phone on you at all times in case I need to reach you. Okay, I'm about to take your phone. You're like, hey.
You are.
You're back. I regret to inform you.
Like, sorry, actually.
No, it's like parent one said, keep your phone on you while you're there. And then parent two is like, trying to take it.
No, parent one will be like, keep your phone on you. Then parent two will be like, we like barely get to spend time with each other. And I want you to like have your phone up while you're here. And then parent one calls and your phone is up. And somehow you get all the trauma. Parent one will call and you just be chilling with parent two. And then they start blowing your phone up. And then they call parent two and they're just like, can I help you?
Nah, because I'm talking about what your teacher was doing. Because that was that. Homie they said, took your phone, and then your parent one called parent two, and the parent two comes back, and they're like, I was told to give you your phone back.
I was told it wasn't an option.
And then they'll put like a little extra twist on it. I'm going to give you your phone back. But if I see you abusing it, then I'm going to need to confiscate it back again.
No, I genuinely have just, like, the constant fear that, like, that's going to happen. Like, okay, so you know the kids who are, like, the favorite teacher? Mm-hmm. Like the teacher's favorite? Okay, in middle school, it's like, I mean, like, in elementary, can we just talk about teacher's pet evolves? Because in elementary, it's, like, the good kid who does, like, everything. Middle school, it's just, like, whoever they pick. High school,
work for it.
You play football? You start?
No, not even. Okay, so there is this teacher. She retired. She was known for being a bad teacher. She wasn't good at teaching. She wasn't good at instructing children. She was awful. So she wasn't getting respected, obviously.
Now, mind you, what happens?
I'm not going to be a student that talks over a teacher because I feel like I'm going to feel bad. You here for 8 hours and you ain't even allowed to sit. Like, it's, you do your thing. I'm going to do this paper. If you don't teach me right, I'm going to just not do the paper, but I'm still not about to talk over you. So I do not like with, it's a certain person. I'm sure you'll be able to piece together who it is. I'm not even about to use their pronouns because you'll know. So everybody's talking over this teacher, and this kid pipes up and is like, okay, look, guys. I understand that you may not respect X teacher, but that does not mean that you get to diminish other people's learning experience because you feel like you don't respect yourself. Have some manners and let me know.
Why do I feel like I know who it is?
That the last name is something that would normally end in Mandela?
Why did I think Nelson?
Because that's it.
Why? So when I tell you I was sitting there and literally the noise I made sounded like Max having a little asthma attack. It was like a...
Oh, have I told you guys I've been being tormented recently?
You can't be like, have I told you guys? And to say something that's like just
I'm telling
like
the situation. Yeah. So Alex was taking a video and Max said, now's my time. So Max went to... Max went to, like, try and bite at Alex, and it just, Max went to, like, bite at Alex, and it just didn't, so Alex tried to just, like, put him back, but he didn't let her finger go.
No, not this video.
So, in conclusion, Alex basically launched Max.
Not launched Max.
And then, they were recording at the time, so... You want to know what Alex did? No, that's not the video. Alex had another video where Max was laying and they were just like moving their hand. And
this was my favorite one.
It was a screen recording. So Alex sent it to the friend and was like, can you speed this up?
The words I said were, can you speed this up substantially?
And... their friend sped
Lo
it up substantially.
She sped it up substantially.
It was like, it was so fast that all you could see was just like a vigorous hand. So Alex's friend was like, that wasn't good. I need to go again, and took it upon herself
to put it at the right speed. So, we received the second video. Mind you, me and Kyle were on call because I was still out of shock.
Yes.
Because Max really threw himself over my neck.
Okay, wait. Okay, because we can't even put it on Alex because he tried to do it again. I believe that dog is collecting insurance because he tried to do it again.
No, he is the epitome of stepping in front of somebody's foot so that you can get them little pity pets, the treats, like it's... you want to lay down, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's the whole package. This is what Max is, so.
Yeah. No, when I'm telling you, this dog threw himself over. And you can't tell me it wasn't on purpose because Alex caught the dog.
I did not catch the dog.
Alex caught the... All right. No, Alex didn't catch the dog. The dog...
Okay, let me give y'all this story because this... We got the... Okay.
There's a lot to unpack. So, this dog has human trauma. Let's start there.
Okay, we don't have to talk about that. So first of all, I was wearing a onesie. And I was trying to be like, hey, y'all, look at my onesie. Look,
Simba
I'm wearing
cosplay,
a onesie.
LOL.
Look at my Simba, LOL. Look, I'm Simba. So Max comes over. He's standing up. He's reaching for my hand. Anytime he reaches for my hand, I'll give it to him. But, so I guess because I was just in the process of moving my hand, he was like, okay, grab it. So he grabbed onto my hand, and when I moved it backwards for him, he never let go until he got, right off screen.
Okay, wait. Can we specify the height, okay? Max is not, like, a giant dog.
This is a chihuahua.
Yes, Max is a chihuahua. So just imagine.
I was on my knees on the floor.
So if you think of that setup, you have a chihuahua trying to reach for someone's finger and then a flip. And so, the dog is also so light, the flip already looked fast.
If I were to have seen that video without him being there, I would have been like, oh, Max just teleported. because literally, so I'll push my hand back, his back perfectly hits the arch of my knee, and I guess the shock of that made him let go. So this dog flips over my back leg. I like stop mid sentence, and he hits this like prop I have that was a staff that he's already scared of. So he landed on that, and I was like, "Oh no, Max! What would that staff do that to you?" And I like picked it up and I held him. And I, like, looked at him.
Yes, no. If Alex would have left that dog on the ground, it would have done, like, what kids do, where you let them realize they're hurt and they – because, look, because they don't know. But if, like, if you fake it, like, tell a kid they have an injury, be like, what? Oh.
Like that one trend where people would, like, hold their baby and then like, knock hit their wall knuckle on and the be wall. Like,
oh, are you okay? And the baby
would be like, I hurt not. Am I okay? I'm hurt.
He'd be like, are you okay? And then just start crying. Which is why if a child, first of all, also, children sometimes, like, they do not start crying till you give them that attention unless they're really hurt.
And then my siblings will get mad at me.
The second.
For ignoring that phase.
Yes, no, because the second you look at them, they're like, I got your attention now.
So my niece trip, she fell, like, into the car. Hold on. I need to praise this.
Into the car or into the car?
Okay.
So like, bop she or went, whoop.
She was excited. She was running. We just got back from the canal. She was living her life. She was running. So she running, and I guess she thought her legs were longer than they were.
Oh, no.
So she jump, leg out, skip, boop, lands on her hands. So I'm like, all right, Ivory, let me help you into the car. And then Bridget's like, you saw my baby fall and you didn't do nothing?
I did nothing.
And literally, Ivory chill. I'm like, all right, Ivory, let me help you into the car. You look stupid, you on the floor. And she's like, all right, cool. I like grab her hand, we get into the car. And then Bridget goes, you let, because she was like walking like way behind, because I think she had Jeremiah in the stroller. So she's like, you let my baby fall and didn't help her? And then all at once, Ivory goes,
you let me fall.
And she looked at her hands and she went.
And I was like, it was okay until you said something. But for my final point of the day was this thing. And I just want y'all to think about this, because then our next podcast, I want to have like a final point, and then that's how I start our next one.
You want to leave people on cliffhangers?
Yes.
I'm down. Okay.
Babies. Toddlers look like tiny pregnant people, and you cannot tell me they don't. And this wraps up another episode of Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else is. I've thrown Alex off for the day, and I'm gonna sign out. Bye. We'll talk about that one next week.
I suppose so.